And let's get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Again, my name is Benita, and I'm out of New Jersey, and I'm just over the top being grateful and thankful for the mighty God that we serve. So let's go into prayer. Good morning, Father. We are just so thankful and so grateful to serve you. You are such a mighty God. We ask you that you continue to show us and guard us and keep us and just be with us, Father. We ask you that you open our spirit and our heart that we'll be able to hear the word that's going to come forth this morning out of one of your children that's going to come straight from you to us. Father God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Dimples, Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you put it in their spirit, you planted the seed to have this call, that we can come every morning, Monday through Friday, and even hear it 24/7, just dialing into the call, so that we can hear a word to help us through and just put a smile on our face. Father, we ask you to touch those that might be grieving this day. We ask you to let them whisper in their ear and just let them know that you are there, that you are their shepherd. Father God, we do not deem it, we do not take it lightly that you woke us up this morning, that you sent your angels to touch us and wake our spirit up. So we do thank you for that, and we're very grateful for that, Father. Father God, we just want you to know that we do appreciate you. There will be no disturbance on this call. So, evil one, just have a seat. Go somewhere. Relax yourself because we are going to get the words going to come forth this morning. Father, thank you for sacrificing your son, our brother, to help us through the journey on this earth. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, host, you got it. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Songbird.
Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for seeing us and greeting us on this new day that God has made. Thank you so much for opening us up in that awesome prayer. We thank God for you, and may he continue to allow you to see greater and new things in 2016. To God be the glory. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. See, this call, the mission and the mandate was that when you dialed into this call every single Monday through Friday, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single day we gather together at this divine appointed hour. We begin this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. But maybe there's something going on in your life and you need to reach out to us as soon as possible. And so we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. We also have a website for this ministry, this telecommunications sanctuary. Our email address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. We ask that you would go on to our website because all of our messages from October the 25th of 2010 to the present have been archived on our website. Not only would we like for you to visit our website, but we would like you to share the website with others so that their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as yours has been. Once you dial into the Master's Call. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And so we ask that you would dial 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598L. And so we look forward with anticipation and expectation for greater and newer things in our lives. We know that God's miracles, signs, and wonders are being seen, and his glory is being seen in 2016. And we stand on that affirmation. We believe it, we receive it, we decree it, and we declare it. And so at this time, I hope you have your Bibles open. I hope you have your notepads and your pens and your tablets, and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is someone who is very dear to my heart. She is an amazing woman of God. She is kind, she is anointed, and she is intelligent. Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Kai is also in the process of ordination into the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministry. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young Christian man of God by the name of Christopher, who is a graduate of Center College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor and is looking to whatever God has for her next. She also has her own ministry, which I'm sure she'll share with you during her call before or after her message this morning. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. So at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line my sister, the awesome, the amazing, the kind, the anointed, and intelligent, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, sis?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the call, and Minister Benita for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. Of course, I give two thanks to the angels of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, because without their yes, then this format may not be how we all come together. And again, giving glory and honor to God, who is just so amazing. And since Tiffany mentioned it, I probably would not have, but since she put it out there, yes, I have founded Speak Life Christian Ministries. Our website is up and running, and God is doing so many amazing and wonderful things. And I am just so excited to see what he has next for Speak Life. So that is the ministry I have founded, and now we are going to get into the Word. So last week, or the week before, when I had an opportunity to come before you and allow the Lord to use me as only he can, we were talking about God's plan and our responsibility and our role in that plan. Well, we're going to continue with that today. We're going to start with Proverbs 16:3, but I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. And it reads, "Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. Now, when I started looking at this scripture, because the Lord pretty much told me this is where you're ministering from today. So when I started to study it in various forms and in various versions of the Bible and various translations, I just began to look and said, well, Lord, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we make this, you know, because the New International Version of Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. And I said, well, how do we do that? How do we get to the place where we commit that to you? How do we get to that place where we truly committed all that we do and all that we are to your plan, God? How do we do that? And then as I was studying the various versions and translations, to see this one pop up, roll your works unto the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause, not we will, he will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. So, yes, we have to do our part. And how do we do that? Well, first of all, we have to be in relationship with God and able to commit anything to him. We have to be in that place where we're spending time with him, both meditating on his word and in prayer and in seeking and in just searching out the word to find out what his will for us is. So if we aren't in right relationship with him, then how do we succeed at all? How do our plans end up lining up with what he has for us? They don't. But let's just be real. If we are not in relationship, and more importantly, you can be in relationship and be dead wrong. So if we are not in right relationship with him, then how is it that we go about, you know, getting into the mind and the will of God? See, my desire, my personal desire, is to not only be in right relationship, but to be in God's perfect will for my life. So let me just have a moment of transparency. God gave me Speak Life Christian Ministries almost 12 years ago. But the timing for Speak Life Christian Ministries was 2016. So if I had started it earlier, if I had run out ahead of him, then the ministry wouldn't be flourishing the way that it is. So what did I do? What do we do to get into that place where we know when God is saying move and when we know he's saying, nope, be still, it's not time yet? We have to spend time with him in prayer. We have to truly press in. We have to get rid of the noise around us sometimes. That means cutting off the television, putting the telephone down, and letting social media go. Sometimes we just have to isolate ourselves in him. Now, let's not do what the enemy wants us to do and isolate ourselves from him and from the people he placed in our lives to help us along our journey. But sometimes we do have to set ourselves aside to spend time with Daddy God. See, we can't always just, you know, be running to and fro and get so busy that we don't spend time with him. See, we've got to spend time in his word. Because the word tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, how are we seeking if we're not in the word? You're not going to find or seek watching television. You know, I'm a big Law and Order fan. I'm not going to find God in Law and Order. I'm not going to be able to seek him first and his righteousness. I'm not going to be able to do that watching Rizzoli and Isles. So sometimes you just got to cut the TV off and social media has to be let go sometimes. Sometimes it's just good to fast social media. And for those of you who are like me who are into politics, sometimes you got to put down CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. Sometimes you just got to put it down and say, okay, Lord, I'm dedicating this time. I'm getting rid of the noise so that I can commit and trust the things you have given me to you wholly, so that you, Lord God, can cause my thoughts to become agreeable to your will, Lord. Can you imagine where we would each be if we took the time to allow God to cause our thoughts to become agreeable to his will? Well, how are we going to do that if we don't know what his will is? So we've got to make sure we're spending that quality time with him so that we can know what his will is, so that we can know the thoughts God thinks towards us. See, we have to make sure that we are doing our part. See, God is not going to bring to fruition anything that is not in his will, whether it be his permissive will or his perfect will. It is not going to come to pass. And if it does, then we've done it, and all sorts of things can go wrong in those situations. I don't know about you, but I know I've made enough of my own plans and done enough of my own thing to know that it doesn't turn out right if it's not of God. Now, again, I don't know about you, but I've made enough mistakes, enough bad decisions, enough bad choices to understand that my life is so much better when I line it up with the will of God, when I take time to get into his word, to know what his will is, when I take time enough to pray and seek his guidance about all things that I do in my life. And not just spend time talking to him, but also take the time to listen to what he has to say, to listen to the unction and the leading of the Holy Spirit before I move on anything. See, we have to be willing to put our desires to the side to walk in God's will. And yes, I know the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But let's be real, if we are delighting ourselves in God, then our desires change. They have to. Because if we're delighting ourselves in him, then what we want becomes secondary. And it changes because we can't delight in him and still desire those same things. Light and dark cannot exist in the same place. So we have to make sure that we are being real about what is going on in our lives and in our hearts so that we can continue to walk out God's perfect plan, God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. See, if we're honest about where we are, then we can say, hey, Lord, you know what? I still want some things that I want. Nevertheless, not my will, God. Thy will be done. If we are honest, we can truly say, yeah, you know what? I wanted that. But I thank God that he didn't give it to me in that season because I couldn't have handled it. In 2004, I was not ready to have founded a ministry. I wasn't. I wasn't in a place where I was spending enough time with him. I wasn't in a place where I was reading enough or praying enough or focused enough. Because when you found a ministry, you are on the front lines, and the enemy is coming for you. And so you have to be prayed up enough. You have to be in a place where you can speak the word back to the trials and tribulations that come. Even in our day-to-day lives, we need to have enough word where we can speak back to those situations and circumstances what the word of God says. That we are prayed up enough to know, yeah, I knew the enemy was coming for me on that one, but I thank God that my thoughts have become agreeable to his will. Because now we can be in that place that no matter what attack comes from the enemy, and believe me, if you are doing God's will, the attacks are coming. That is a guarantee. The enemy needs to get you distracted and unfocused on what God has given you. The word tells you he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is good at his job. So it shouldn't surprise any of us when he comes for us, when we are working and walking out the perfect will of God. And when we look at this, if we want our plans established, if we want to succeed, then God gives it to us. He gives us the step-by-step for that. Roll your works unto the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. See, we've got some work to do. And we have to be fully committed to that work. It can't be, oh, I'm going to spend 5 minutes in the morning reading my Bible. Oh, I'm going to spend, you know, that time in the car praying. We have to intentionally spend time in God's word. We have to intentionally seek his will and spend time in prayer and also listening for that leading and guiding. And if we do that, then our plans will be established and succeed. We can't just wait on God to do it. We can't just sit idly by and wonder, why are my dreams not coming true? Just like with our artist businesses. If we are not planning the work, we are not working the plan. And therefore, how can it be established and succeed? Where God provides the vision, he provides the provision. So you have to ask yourself, is this really God's vision for my life? And if so, what is his plan for that? Lord, how do I come into that perfect will? How do I come into that place where I'm showing you that I wholly trust you and that I wholly commit everything that I am, that I desire to you so that it lines up with your will? See, when we're in that place, then our plans will be established and succeed. So we've really got to take time to just meditate on the word, to spend time with God in prayer, and to listen for the leading and the guidance that he will give us in doing that. So I leave you with Proverbs 16:3 from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
To God be the glory for the awesome word that has just come straight from the throne room. To God be the glory, and we thank you, Minister Kai, for blessing us this morning and giving us the mindset that we need for this Monday. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, Father, of those things that we thought, that we said, that we did, that were against your will. And right now we ask that you would show us that, Father, that we would see who we are, that you would create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. We will go out this day as mighty warriors with power, with anointing, Father God, with everything that we need. Why? Because you have prepared us for this time and for this place and for this new season and this new day of greater and newer things, God. So we thank you. We realize that we can do everything with you and we cannot do anything without you. So we ask that your will be done on this day, that you would have your way within us, Father. Let us decrease as you increase this day, that your plan and purpose for each and every single life under the sound of my voice will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven in the matchless name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they go to and from on this day to the schoolhouse. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will be protected, that your angels are already dispatched and are in place, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the classroom, in the bathroom, on the playground, whatever means of transportation that they take, God, because they walk in victory, Father, and they will have a successful 2016-2017 school year in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and deliverance right now on this phone. No weapon, oh God, formed against us shall prosper. We are healed, we are whole, and we walk in your mind, oh God. So we thank you for Minister Kai and for the message that you allowed for her to deliver to us this morning. And we pray that every single need will be met in her life, in Christopher's life, and in Speak Life Christian Ministry. In the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to do greater and newer things in her life, oh God. And I just thank you for this day that you have made. And no matter what, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to take the time to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. To go back and hear the replay of this phenomenal message, please dial 712-432-1085. The PIN code 957-677#. If you are not doing anything after this call, please join us on the new Morning Motivational Call for Inspiration Monday. That number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539-598#. Thank you again, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us and opening this call up in prayer. Again, Minister Kai, thank you so much for blessing us with that profound and prophetic message. And to each of you, this call would not be what it is without you. So we thank you. We love you. Remember, you are great. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has so called you to be. Minister Kai, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, ma'am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you again for hosting us with such grace and just vigor at old dark 30 in the morning on the West Coast. We truly appreciate what you do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you that you give us an opportunity each and every day to spend time with you, to spend time in your word, to spend time growing in your grace and your knowledge and your wisdom, to give us the ability to seek you first so that we can order our steps, our thoughts, and our day. Lord, as we go out into the marketplace today, give us the ability and the strength to be those amazing ministers in the marketplace that you've called us to be. No matter what the industry, let your light shine through us so that others may see and desire to know more about you, God. So, Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to give you the praise and honor that is due you. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we call it sealed in the blood of the Lamb. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those amazing ministers in the marketplace, and have a great day. Bye-bye.